Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio broadcast, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're continuing to share with you how to live by God's manifest power and might. We've talked about how we get the power of God resonant within us, the scriptural requirements to be able to manifest the power of God, and we're talking about the active operation of it. We have seen that the active, effective operation of God releases power through faith to accomplish His works. We also saw that the Word of God, which has the power of God resonant within it, is active and operates effectively to manifest that power. Believers must continually believe the Word, shown by the fact that they're doing it. They've got to be hearers and doers. And then the Word will actively work and operate effectively to manifest the power of God. As believers continually work out their own salvation by obeying the Word, we understand that it's God who is at work through the power of the Word, both to affect our will, to want to work out our salvation, and also to do that work continually, which brings God's approval and satisfaction. We also saw that everything that God purposes and actively works in one's life, it's going to be according to His Word, as it is actively operating the power of God. And at the same time, we understand that if believers sin by walking in the flesh, disobeying by not hearkening to God's Word, or are walking contrary to the Word, showing forth that they're walking in lawlessness, spiritual lawlessness, the devil will have place to actively work destruction in their lives as well. Believers must hear and do God's Word so that the devil will not be actively operating in their lives. Certainly, it's the responsibility of every believer to continually put the power of God into active operation for his own benefit. We also saw that believers must communicate their faith according to precise, correct knowledge from the Word in order to see the active, effective operation of the power of God. Also, accurate, effective prayer of a righteous man, when you put that in operation according to the Word of God, that'll actively, effectively bring into operation the power of God. We also saw that believers are given gifts and abilities by God as they put the power of God into active, effective operation in their lives, and God will bring them into their specific ministry. Every believer is important to God. Every believer has a ministry in the body of Christ, and every believer is responsible to actively put the power of God into operation in his life so that his part in the church will make increase to the building up of the body of Christ. And we saw that in Ephesians 4:16 as we were concluding in the last broadcast. Well, we're going to continue on from there. In Colossians 1, verse 29, it says, "Whereunto I also labor according to his working, which worketh in me mightily." The word striving is a particular Greek word which means to contend with an adversary. It is the same word which is translated to fight in fighting the good fight of faith over in 1 Timothy 6:12. Now the word mightily is dunamis, which means powerfully. And the word working is energiae, which means, in the present tense middle voice, that is the active, effective operation for oneself, and it is done continuously. So this verse, Colossians 1:29, literally states that Paul was contending with the adversary, the devil, according to God's active, effective operation, which Paul continually put into active, effective operation himself, so that it actively operated in him powerfully. That's what God wants. Believers in Christ are to contend with the adversary of the devil. We're to conquer him, and we're going to do it according to God's active operation of the power of God. So you're going to conquer him through the power of God, and this operates in the believer. Why? Because the believer continually puts it into active operation himself so that the power of God will continually operate in him powerfully and see God bring forth victory. The result of the active operation, the power of God, is also revealed over in Philippians 3, verse 21, where it says, "Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." The word working is energiae. The word able is dunamai, which means power. And so this phrase, according to the working whereby he's able to subdue all things unto himself, it literally says, according to the active, effective operation whereby he has power even to subdue all things unto himself. So the result of the active operation of the power of God is that God's manifest power will subdue, it will put underfoot all things unto himself. Now, believers are to do the same thing. When believers actively put the power of God into operation, the manifest power will subdue the enemy under your feet. And it's very important that we understand the active, effective operation of the power of God. Having completed talking about energio and its different forms, we're now going to begin to talk about how to release this manifest power of God, which means we're going to study some other Hebrew and Greek words. The Hebrew word koach and the Greek word kratos are important words which refer to the manifest power of God. Actually, these words mean vigor. Vigor means the manifestation of power having been activated. In other words, it's an active manifest power. Power being shown forth, or power manifest to accomplish something. These words are used to show the power of God being actively manifested. In some cases, it shows someone or something possessing manifest power that is able to be activated and shown forth. Now, we're going to look at many scriptures in the Old Testament that use this word koach to show the power being manifested in action or something or someone that possesses the manifest power to accomplish something. As we look at these scriptures, you're going to see the principles to be applied in our life to be able to release the manifest power of God out of us. The first use of koach is in Genesis 4, verse 12, where it says, "When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength." The word strength is koach, meaning a manifest power, which is able to be brought forth. So here, the ground is spoken of as having manifest power within it that can bring forth a yield. Here, God pronounced a curse upon Cain because he murdered his brother Abel, and he now declared that the ground would not produce a yield for him when he would till it. So here, koach reveals a manifest power contained within the ground that could bring forth a yield. Now, in Exodus chapter 9, verse 16, it says, "In very deed, for this cause have I raised thee up, to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth." Exodus 9:16, the word power is koach. Here the Lord, through Moses, spoke to Pharaoh. He was declaring he'd show him his power being manifested in action, and that occurred when the hail came upon the land of Egypt. So this is an example of koach being used to show the power of God manifested in action through a person who is Moses. This means that God can and will manifest his power through a person, which he will do in the New Testament through the believer in Jesus Christ to accomplish his works. God will manifest his power through you. In Exodus 15:6, "Thy right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy." The word power, again, is koach. And this verse is showing his power manifested in action as the enemy was dashed in pieces. That tells you something. It takes active manifest power to defeat the enemy. So, as a believer, as the power of God actively manifest in him, in that measure is the measure his enemies have been smitten and dashed in pieces, being put underfoot. In Exodus 32:11, Moses besought the Lord his God, and he said, "Lord, why dost thou wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand?" Here it's speaking about how God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt with great power. And this word is koach, meaning manifested power. You see, they were in bondage in Egypt, but God delivered them with a great manifested power. Well, he will also deliver you from all bondages in your life through great manifested power and action in your life. It takes the power of God to do it. We also see how manifest power can be affected adversely in Leviticus 26. In Leviticus 26, verse 14, it says, "If you will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments." Verse 15 goes on and says, "But that you break my covenant." Then one of the curses in verse 20 is, "Your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield their increase, neither shall the trees of the field yield their fruits." Here we see that if one does not obey God's commandments, he breaks covenant with him. And the result is curses will come upon the person. And in verse 20, one of the curses is declared to be that your strength shall be spent in vain. Again, this word strength is koach, manifested power. So any power that you would manifest or put into action, it will be spent in vain. It won't produce the desired results if you're disobeying the commandments of God and breaking covenant with Him. In other words, you could have the power of God resident in you through the Word, and you know how to manifest it out of you, but it's not going to produce results unless you walk in obedience to His Word. In Numbers 14:13, it says, "For thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them." Here the word might is translated from the Hebrew word koach, which really means a manifested power. Here's where Moses said to the Lord that he had brought the Israelites up out of Egypt with this manifested power in action. So, therefore, when God's power is manifested, one will be delivered from his enemies. We see further information in Deuteronomy chapter 8, in verse 14 and 17 and 18. "Then thine heart be lifted up, and thou say in thine heart, My power and might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for he it is that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto his fathers as it is this day." So here it's talking about one's heart being lifted up in pride. And this person says in his heart that it was his power and might that got him wealth. God corrects him and he says, "No, it was the Lord thy God who gave you power to get wealth." The word power in both verse 17 and 18 is koach. This person thought that it was his manifested power that brought him wealth, but God gave him the manifested power to get wealth. This means it takes God's manifested power actively working to prosper you and bring forth his promise of wealth in your life. In Joshua chapter 14, verse 11, "As yet I am strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in." This is Caleb speaking here. And he declares that he's just as strong this day as he was when Moses sent him out previously. He speaks of having strength for war now just like he had before. The Hebrew words for strength, again, are koach. Strength for war was a manifested power in action being able to fight against the enemies. And he had a manifested power in active operation when he was old just as well as when he was young. You must understand that it's going to take manifested spiritual power in action to successfully fight against your spiritual enemies. The Lord expects us to have his power resident in us and manifesting out of us in spiritual warfare against the devil and his evil spirits throughout your life, regardless of how old you are. You are to manifest the power of God. So we finished looking at how we actively operate the power of God, and we're talking about how to release the manifest power of God. Manifest power is to be released through believers to do the works of God. We also see that it takes manifest spiritual power to defeat the devil, and that God's manifest power will deliver you from all bondage and will bring you out of the hand of your enemies. Power within can be manifest out of a believer in vain and not produce results because of disobedience and not keeping the commandments of the Lord. And manifest spiritual power should operate throughout our life regardless of age. As I close, I have a book on this subject called How to Live by Manifest Power and Might, available for $7, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. In closing, I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. If you're looking for a church that teaches the uncompromised word and will minister healing and deliverance to you continually until you are set free, come to our services on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.